You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The French Open on In Play Radio.
Yes, hello. Welcome along to the William Hill Daily French Open Tennis Podcast. My name is Mark Walton. I'm joined to look ahead to some of the last 16 action by Mr. Alex Dunn. How are you, Alex?
I'm all right, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah. Still unnerved by that jingle.
Yeah,
the intro.
Lee likes it, doesn't he?
He does.
It's all right.
Myself, Dave Kellner and you have all voiced concerns.
I like the French bit at the beginning, and then it's a bit
it's just
sort
the weird music.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's like, do you want to talk about some tennis?
Yeah. I think that's Lee Phelps to a T, though, isn't it?
Possibly. We're going to look at some of the last 16 action. You've got a couple of the men's matches and a match in the women's side of things, or the ladies' mm-hmm. side of things as well. You enjoyed it so far?
Yeah, I have actually, because it's of the four Grand Slams, it's probably my least favourite, purely because I think clay's quite a hard surface to back players on, to be honest. You get a few specialists, and then the rest are sort of all, it's who copes with it rather than who enjoys it.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, this year I have got into it a little bit more, and I like the fact that the better players are now coming to the fore. I do enjoy the early rounds because you can have a 20-fold accumulator and have the hope that it's going to win, but it never does. But now we've got, the three games I'm going to look at, you've got really top quality players coming up against each other, and it makes it a bit more interesting, and you get a bit more value on those good players. The likes of Nadal, of Djokovic, Murray, Federer, they're normally 1-100, 1-50 in the early rounds of these tournaments. And now they're getting to almost backable prices, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win, because obviously they're coming up against a better calibre of player. But no, should be interesting on Sunday.
It should. Let's look ahead to some of Sunday's action then. We're going to start with Gael Monfils against Roger Federer. Monfils is 12-5, Federer 1-3. Dave Kellner, earlier on in the week on one of the earlier podcasts, said Gael Monfils will absolutely not win the French Open. I think he expected him to get beat on that day as well. Mm. So, is he going to go on to win it? Is Federer going to save Dave Kellner's, spare his blushes?
Did Dave Kellner mean he's not going to win it this year or ever?
I think he meant this year.
Okay.
No, I think he said never. I think he said he'll never win a French Open.
Well, to be fair,
I need to find the clip, because if he does win, I'm going to make it to a jingle and play it every day on In Play Radio.
He doesn't have the attitude or temperament, you would say, to win a Grand Slam. But he's got the talent somewhere. It's just basically whether he can be bothered to let it out. Because he's so inconsistent and so sometimes difficult to watch. For someone who moves about the courts with such ease and grace and elegance, he can be so frustrating. And that's been shown so far. He's played three matches. He's won all three. And in none of them has he looked entirely comfortable. And he's been beating players that you would expect him to beat. Edouard Roger Vasselin in the first round, Diego Schwartzman in the second, and Pablo Cuevas in the third. Again, 3-1, 3-2, 3-2 is not a ringing endorsement of his abilities. You look at Roger Federer, on the other hand, who was just breezed like a Swiss breeze. not the best analogy I've ever used, but he is...
What is a Swiss breeze?
It's a light gust from Switzerland.
Brilliant.
he appears so unruffled.
He always
by
does.
Said breeze, yeah. Doesn't he? He just sort of glides.
He glides on it, yeah.
He does. And even on clay, where it can be quite difficult to glide, because you often start skidding everywhere. I'm going to stop with these analogies now. But anyway,
he
is very graceful, Federer, and his technique is refined, and everything that, if I had a child, I would say to them, watch Roger Federer play tennis. That is how you should play tennis. Okay? Then you watch Gael Monfils, and it is just like carnage. But it's effective at times. So you've got two very different styles coming up against each other here. And interestingly, on the head-to-heads, Federer is normally so dominant over everybody. Monfils had a bit of joy against him in recent times. Of their last seven meetings, Monfils actually 4-3 up. Crucially, on clay, Federer has a 4-1 head-to-head, but Monfils did beat him in Monte Carlo in April. So, and that was in straight sets. So there is a bit of scope here to say that Monfils got a chance. Personally, I just think Federer will have too much for him. He's not dropped a set yet. This will be his biggest test by some distance. I can see Monfils nicking a set. I think it's quite a nice price, actually. Federer on 1-3 is a decent price, I think, if you're putting an accumulator together. But again, with Monfils, you never know what he's going to do. But I think the straight sets victory is
13-8.
It's a bit short, I think. Whereas 3-1 at 11-4 is considerably bigger. Granted, you need a little bit more to go for you, but that'd probably be the way that I'd play that one.
All right, Federer to win in that one. Moving on to Joe Wilfred Tsonga against Thomas Berdych. Tsonga is 19-10. Berdych is 2-5. Who do you like there?
Well, I don't like Thomas Berdych in general, not as a person.
What's he ever done to you?
Ah, he's all right, isn't he? But I just I find it hard to back him because he's a really short price all the time, and I don't think he is as solid as other players that are that price. We mentioned earlier the likes of Djokovic and Nadal, Federer. Berdych is going off a similar price and either making heavy weather of it or losing sometimes. Tsonga, on the other hand, I think in this game is priced up a little generously, to be honest. That's not saying he's going to win this comfortably, because it'll be a very, very tough game, but I think this could go the distance. Tsonga's won every game in straight sets so far. Berdych has dropped a set against Radek Stepanek, easy for me to say, and Benoit Paire. Again, I think if Berdych is going to want to win this, he wouldn't be dropping sets against that calibre of player. They've met once on clay, and that was last month in Madrid. Berdych did win in straights there, but Tsonga's got home advantage here, which must count for something. You'd think anyway, because he does get the crowd going. He hasn't really had any fuss so far, Tsonga. And I just think he's overpriced. 19 to 10 is a fair price, but the bet I'd go for is five sets at 12 to 5. If you want to put them both together, Tsonga to win 3-2 is 13 to 2, which is a big price. Mm. Again, you need a lot to go for you there, but it's not unforeseeable. So I'm with Tsonga more as a price player than anything else. I just couldn't have Berdych at that price. It's priced up pretty similarly to the Federer game. And I'd much rather back Federer at that price than Berdych.
All right. Should we move on to the ladies?
Mm.
Yeah, we're going to look at Anna Ivanovic against Ekaterina Makarova. Ivanovic is 8-15. Makarova is 6-4. How do you see that one going?
Again, most likely a value play this. It's 7th against 9th in the world. And again, like we mentioned with Berdych there, Ivanovic has dropped sets so far against Yaroslava Shvedova and Misaki Doi, players who you would expect her to be brushing aside fairly comfortably. Last time against Donna Vekic was much more like it. 6-love, 6-3. Vekic wasn't fantastic, but Ivanovic played really, really well. And Makarova's only dropped one set, but hasn't really had to beat a great deal. Was fairly impressive, I've got to say, in the last round against Elena Vezhnina. But she got here with a minimum of fuss. Again, it's a tight one to call, and I just thought it should be priced up a little bit more closely. Makarova at 6-4 rates the value selection in as well. You've got to think in the tennis matches, you can back the outsider, say, so Makarova. If she goes a break up, she will be at worst a pick 'em, most likely the in-play favourite. You have the opportunity to then back the other person, guarantee a profit. You can have some decent fun with that. So I think Makarova will be the pick, though, at 6-4. And I thought she was overpriced to win in straights, to be honest, at 100-30. I'd actually rather back that than her to just win the match at 6-4. I think if she wins, she'll do it fairly cosily. 100-30 seemed pretty fair for that.
I'm just knocking together a little bit of an ambitious treble,
yes,
if you like. We'll play it safe with Federer just at 1-3, because yep, fair enough price.
Agreed.
Tsonga at 19-10.
Mm-hmm.
And Makarova to win in straights. It pays 15.75 to 1.
Yeah, that's not too bad, to be honest. What I would say, maybe... No, I'd keep it like that. I was going to say maybe swap Tsonga for the five sets, but...
You couldn't put that in the treble anyway.
Oh, couldn't you?
No.
Well, there you go. But I think Songa's actually... Yeah, I think Tsonga... I do think Tsonga will... If he doesn't win that, he's going to go mighty close. I think he'll take at least a set. That's a good point, actually. Have you got the... if you just go back to the Tsonga game. Sorry, I don't have the prices in front of me.
Yeah.
Tsonga just to win a set.
Yep.
Might be short, but again, I don't think Berdych is going to...
4-11.
Again, as 4-11s go, if you want to put that and Federer together as a very short price double, it's not the worst bet that you'll ever see.
Yeah. What about putting Tsonga to win 3-2 and get really ambitious? 42-1 if you do that.
Well, that'd be nice.
It's getting greedy though, isn't it?
It is getting a bit greedy, but why not, eh? 42-1. I'll have £100 on that, Mark Walton, of your money.
Yeah, I'm not giving you my money.
That 15-1 treble sounds pretty decent, to be honest. It's a big old price.
All right, best bet of the day?
Best bet... You know, I'm going to go for Makarova to win in straights. 130.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you very much, Alex. Good luck and enjoy it on Sunday.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.